We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, let's talk about the latest with the coronavirus pandemic with our weekly visitor on Monday, State Senator for the 12th District and a doctor, Siobhan Donovan. Senator slash doctor,
good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm
getting ready to go do a C-section, so I was able to just navigate my timetables appropriately.
Well, you know, that's a little more schedulable than the other kind. So,
yes, sir.
Anyway, so I'm interested. I do have some interesting things. The in Virginia. By the way, I learned by the last time I filled in for John talking to you, and every time I go to the site, the first thing I look for is the percentage of positive tests. And
perfect.
It looks like that has been somewhat stable. It got down, it's been like between 5 and 6%. Am I reading that correctly? Over the last couple of weeks, it's been pretty stable.
You are absolutely correct. It has been stable in Virginia.
And, of course, a lot of people point to other parts of the country where openings have taken place and these huge spikes in cases. But that is what the media is focusing on. But that's not, that's not complete information, is it?
Not at all. And, in fact, that is not the way we need to be analyzing COVID at this moment in time. Nobody believes that COVID's going to go away. As we move back and reactivate the economy, there will be more and more cases. And the question, really the only question that's important is, do we have hospital capacity to take care of everybody that's sick? And let's be really, really careful to make sure we don't expose the at-risk populations. And that's really the only thing that matters. Percent positive is a way at looking at what's happening in the community to assess the possibility of hospital utilization going forward. But everything else is hyperbole. And, those are the two benchmarks that we need to be watching. As we move through COVID as we know it now, we have to apply what we learn as we go. And this is not a matter anymore of how many cases are there. This is a matter solely of what do we need to have to take care of people who are sick.
Senator, is it important to also take note, if you're looking at spikes in cases, of the demographic information in terms of if it's a bunch of millennials, they are much more susceptible to recovery than someone who's 83 years old and in a nursing home?
100%, and the demographics make a difference. And those are the populations that we're going to see the changes in infection rate in as they become more mobile. But the data that we have, if we look at people, it's really interesting as you dig into the data on Virginia Department of Health, and they change it not infrequently, so it becomes more and more defined. But if you look at the number of cases that are between birth and 50 in Virginia, you're talking about, I'm doing the math right now, you're talking about 60 deaths. That's it. Of all the deaths that we've had, vastly, staggering amount of the deaths that we've had have happened in the demographic of really 70 and over. And so it's amazing. It's also really interesting to point out where those populations are getting sick and dying. And it's in long-term care facilities and, to a lesser extent, congregant setting and correction facilities. This is not as much of an issue as the media is making it sound in the general public. And that's important not because we aren't horrified at the loss of life and we aren't wanting to do everything we need to do to protect people, but you have to be able to do a reasonable risk analysis because the same risk does not apply to every individual. And people with health risks, but most importantly, people with age, are at much significantly higher risk than anybody else,
including
our school children.
I go back to what was said at the very beginning of this, and that is the cure can't be worse than the disease. And there have been between overreaction among certain leadership positions, mostly on the Democratic side, and the way the media has treated this, it has really led to severe overreactions in some circles. I wanted to ask you how you feel about the progress Virginia's making in reopening, and is it going fast enough?
I think it's just so unnecessarily disjointed and confusing. And I think that there is a way that we could have much more smoothly for businesses being able to predict, for places like Kings Dominion, who are huge employers for us, and Busch Gardens. I think one of the most serious concerns I have now, and we'll be having a press conference on this tomorrow, is schools. And there's so much misinformation about schools. And what we need to do, and it's amazing to me that the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is quite liberal, to be honest, has come out and said there is more risk for keeping our kids home than there is in sending them to schools, and we are still floundering over the school decision. We have robust, synchronous, real virtual education that's available to anyone who is worried about their child going back to school, or to any teacher who's worried about their risk of teaching in school. But with that option and with the low risk associated with the disease, there's absolutely no reason our school boards can't be opening up the schools 5 days a week. But here's the problem. Our school boards have been put in a terrible situation by the state. They have been put in a vice where they cannot both abide by the guidelines that the state sent them and open the schools. But they're the ones that are taking all the heat.
Yeah, they're in a no-win situation because they got that huge packet of guidelines. I totally agree with you. And I feel for the school board members when they look at everything they have, all the hoops they have to jump through and try to. I filled out my Henrico survey. I have a rising senior. And I said the kids need to be in school and have the option for parents who don't want their kids in school for virtual learning. So,
and we've got it. And the state's going to fund that. We've got CARES Act money. This is virtual Virginia that I've talked about before that I've been trying to expand. This is real online education that's interactive with a teacher that coordinates an online classroom. That is available. And so we have the best of both worlds if we can open the schools. But parents need that predictability. The state has messed that up. They've messed up new restrictions for businesses that are actually more strenuous than OSHA or CDC guidelines. They're really giving our businesses a terrible hit as they try to reopen. And it's just this, you know, issue after issue after issue where the state is they're not providing a facilitative role that they could to make this easier. They're making it harder for everybody, and they're creating a lot of anxiety by being unclear. And that is not what we need right now. We need clarity.
You know, I found it interesting that, and we're out of time, but I did say, you know, that the governor put out all these regulations and that big document, the guidelines for reopening schools, and then the very next week said, well, the school systems are on their own to figure this thing out. And I didn't think I could be surprised by this administration anymore, but that actually surprised me. Yes. Listen, good luck with the C-section today, and
thank
you for your time, and we'll talk to you next Monday as we continue this.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy to be on.
State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.